Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And joining us as he does.
Well, he's going to let us know when he's there.
Dave. Most often.
As
on
DJ
Thursdays.
Just said.
Did he say that on the air?
Yeah. Well, to us in our earbuds.
Oh. Well, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Gordon will be there soon. Oh, yeah. There he is. He had to go here. Toilet. He had a toilet, baby.
No, I can't seem to get this computer to work. Uh-oh. I think my internet is very, very slow.
Oh, no.
So let me know if this screws up.
You sound okay.
I sound very overmodulated.
That sounds good. Are we?
Sorry, go ahead. What?
No.
Maybe turn yourself down just a smidge.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
Just a smidge.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so.
Sorry. Dump that.
One of our biggest professional celebrities today is Kendall Jenner.
Oh.
Not Corby.
Won the decathlon.
No.
That's the dad?
Yeah, that's...
Mom?
Her dad.
Careful.
Her dad mom.
Yeah.
What tease?
And so Kendall Jenner is... she's the one... Is she the one who solved, like, the world conflict with a Pepsi? She's the one who stopped a riot by giving one of the rioters a Pepsi.
Yeah. Is that true?
It was in a commercial.
Oh. It received a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
Oh.
But because
people were like...
Like Pepsi could end a war? Like if Russia and Ukraine would just swap sodas?
Yeah. Like if the Minneapolis protesters and ICE would just crack open a Diet Pepsi, then they'd just be hanging out, having a good time.
Now, Dr. Pepperham... That definitely could end wars.
Yes, it could.
Thank you.
So she is going to be the star of a Super Bowl commercial for Fanatics Sportsbook. And so she was...
Super Bowl!
She was promoting this on the Jimmy Fallon show last night. And so she... I guess this is another Fanatics tie-in. Tom Brady, is he involved with Fanatics, I imagine?
If he was part of this bit last night, yes.
He probably
There's
is.
No doubt.
He's probably an investor in the company.
This was all set up. Yeah. There's no way. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. You're not going to believe him. I'm going to call right now. I'm just talking about football.
Yeah. So Kendall Jenner is talking to Jimmy Fallon about the Super Bowl, and Fallon's asking her, who's your pick? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I need to get somebody who is a real expert and can help me.
Like, how's like that info?
And so she FaceTimes Tom Brady on the show, and here's a little bit of that.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What you up to?
Not much. I'm just here with Jimmy.
All right, can you pause it? What if he would have said right there, God, I hadn't seen you with a shirt on in a long time. Right?
Like, yeah.
There's no way this was some chance.
Yeah.
No.
Are you walking straight yet?
Yeah, golly.
Hey, Tom.
And some friends.
That's Tom Brady. Come on, what is going on?
How did that guy? Yo. Pause it right there. Yeah. Fallon.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I had no idea that this publicity stunt was happening on my show.
I couldn't hear it. Could you put it in my ear?
Oh. Put it in his ear.
Yeah, put it in his.
Yeah.
Real good.
Thank you.
Do this to you.
Sorry to do this. Hi, Tom. How are you, bud? Nice to see you.
I've seen you a long time, man.
You look good, pal. So wait, Kendall has a question for you.
So basically, I am... trying to figure out who I want to go for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I am an information person. I feel like I need
anyway,
all the information.
Pause it there.
No, we don't need to
Stop
listen to any
there.
More of this crap.
I want to know who am I going to go for the Super Bowl.
Who am I going to go for?
For the Super Bowl.
Settle down, guys.
Yeah, so that's not the main point for playing the audio.
You know she's banging Devin Booker?
No, Jesus effing F.
What'd I do?
Can you hold on for a second?
What am I doing?
Whoa.
What?
Snake.
Never mind.
What's the never
what
mind?
Happened?
Look,
Hey, Mr. OGE News, don't crap on every story I do.
I didn't know that was the punchline for it. What were you going to say?
What about Harry
Styles?
Is she
dating Devin Booker?
No, they don't. They used to date.
Dump that.
They used to date.
Okay.
In 2020 and 2021 and 2022. Anyway, yeah. The point is that the main dude, the CEO of Fanatics, retweeted that video. And then in the comments, so Kendall said she was going to bet on the underdog, the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then in the comments, Devin Booker said, I bet $1 million the Seahawks will get a ring before you do.
Uh-oh.
Meaning that she is never going to get married.
Mm.
Well, why'd you get mad at me? That I didn't reveal that story.
I'd like you to apologize.
You yelled at me. And you wadded up paper on a microphone.
I did yell at you.
We have to be better as a show.
And then Kendall responded with an eye roll emoji and how's the ankle, because he just tweaked his ankle in a loss to the Hawks. And then Devin replied, come rub it.
What?
Hmm.
So
how do you spell it?
So C-O-M-E.
Gross.
So to speak.
You're all gross.
R-U-B-I-T. So, yeah. So people are all up in arms like, oh, my God, they still have chemistry. Are they going to rekindle their romance?
Yeah, well, I can't even.
What would Bad Bunny say if she heads back over to Devin Booker?
What?
Aren't those two a thing?
Yeah, well, okay. Thank you for bringing Bad Bunny into the equation. Okay, I'm going to thank you.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you.
I'm still mad at you, but I am going to thank you.
Jeez. You're welcome. Dave, it's great to be of service to E! News.
Yes, Bad Bunny is another Kendall Jenner ex. And as we know, he is the halftime performer at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And TMZ has said that there's a rumor that Bad Bunny, maybe to thumb his nose at all his haters, but also to show support to the LGBTQ community, is going to wear a dress at some point during the halftime show.
I ain't watching.
And so,
what are you going to watch?
You can actually bet on this.
Freedom Bowl.
The Duck Dynasty halftime show.
Yep.
So the betting line for will Bad Bunny wear a dress during the Super Bowl halftime show, it is, if you bet that he will, that's at minus 150.
Mm.
And if you bet that he will not, that is plus 110. So better odds that he will than he won't, right, Bob?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Now, what is with her and dudes who like to wear dresses? Because she also dated Harry Styles, and that was his big thing.
Yeah.
Didn't she date Blake Griffin?
Yes.
Did she?
Who also likes wearing a dress.
Yeah, it's a long list of...
Yeah, she has quite a resume.
She doesn't date... Or guys that work at the local insurance office. Shocking.
That we know of.
And yeah, or Tickerman.
You can also...
Yet, Lando.
You can
yet.
Also bet on the type of dress. Your best odds, like your biggest payday, is a ball gown. That's at plus 175.
Yeah, that's all they wear in them drag shows is ball gags.
And then...
A ball gown.
Ball gowns.
No.
And then,
although I suppose you could adorn it with a matching ball gag.
Your long shots are a maxi dress at 6-1 and A-line dress at 7-1. Not, it's not a dress made of maxi pads, Gordon.
Oh. I thought it was the dress that Carrie should have been wearing at prom.
You just throw a bucket of blood on it.
Yeah,
it's all
just absorbs
up.
It all.
Yeah, just walks away.
That blood?
And you can also bet on whether Bad Bunny will say ice during the halftime show.
Yeah, y'all have fun with that.
So there's that.
So wait, now if he does not wear a dress, then he's thumbing his nose at that community, at the LGBTQ.
At the gay trans community.
And we need to hold a good thought for Rob Schneider.
I like him.
As the former SNL.
Did he get divorced or something?
Well, he is about to. As you join Corby in trying to ruin stories. Yeah, he is separated.
Shut up!
He is separated from his wife of 15 years, Patricia Azakoria Schneider. She filed back in December And then he signed the request 4 days later. So she 37, he 62.
No way. It didn't work out.
They have two daughters together, an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old.
When did they start dating? 37 and 62.
They met in 2007 when he made an appearance on a show where she was a producer.
Okay, so let's backtrack 19 years in which she would have been 18.
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't want to go back in time.
So amazing that didn't last.
That seems a little weird. And stuff. And all.
So, good luck to him.
Yeah.
Isn't he real active on Twitter or something like that?
He's real active in, he has been embraced by a large section of society.
Did he ever do that show in Granada?
Was that vague?
I don't think so.
He was booked for a comedy show at Granada, and I don't remember if that actually went down.
I think Adam Sandler and he had a breakup, and that spiraled him out of control.
You know what I think he's been doing for a while?
If you say making copies, I'm going to kill you.
All right, the rant is next.
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:18. The rant. It is Thursday. It is time for the rant revival. And isn't that wonderful? That is starring, of course, the three men who have made the rant possible. Corby Davidson, Gen X David Lane, and here he is, the one and the only, Gordon Keith.
By the way,
yes,
I've been asked, Gordon, from a mutual friend. What, sponsored by?
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Eatsy's. I've been asked to ask you, quote, make sure you ask Dip S if he's twitching tonight.
Yes, I am twitching tonight at 7:35 p.m. Free of charge. Join me.
Oh. Counter-programming the Mark Aguirre jersey retirement.
Whoa.
Yes, I feel like that's getting way too much attention.
It's your protests.
So I'm going to give people an option, and it's free of charge. So it's twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith is the username. So join me. I forgot to mention it this morning. So glad you guys are letting me.
There you go. All right, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Thank you. Well, I do have a couple of rant style stories to bring to you. I'm not sure. Pardon me. I haven't heard because of the snow days and the weird weather and sleep patterns that I've been dealing with. I have not had a chance to listen to much Muse in the News, so I don't know if you've hit these stories, Gordon. I apologize.
Okay. But
first is about...
But if he has, please spoil them.
Right? Yeah, please tell me, jump right to the end, and then we can just move on to the next one. But police in Kissimmee, Florida, on January 22nd, were called to a private development, a neighborhood, as there were reports of a partially clothed man exposing himself outside a neighbor's home. And so when they got there, the 51-year-old suspect, Kevin Dale Westerhold, had already left the area. And so they start talking to neighbors and witnesses, and they said they observed him partially clothed in front of a residence, engaged in a sexual performance with a vacuum cleaner. And one of
the... Was it blowing or sucking?
I imagine it was doing the latter. And
okay.
One of the victims of the indecent exposure provided detectives with a cell phone recording of the act. So they have him on video. They later learned that he and his wife live in a home within that development, and also operate an Airbnb out of another residence in the development. And they discovered that there were other complaints. There was one that was just the day before regarding a man walking in a shared hallway space nude. And they got doorbell camera footage of that incident. And there were other statements from other people saying, yeah, he does this all the time. That he's always wandering around the neighborhood, either nude or partially clothed, and very near other residences. And so finally he was arrested this week on the 27th and will appear in court next month. But it is in Florida, surprisingly, it is illegal to expose your sexual organs in public.
Well,
it doesn't say anything about having sex with a vacuum cleaner.
Your privates should remain private, I believe.
Yeah.
Would be the policy.
Yes. That's in the handbook.
Well, my question is, what kind of vacuum cleaner? And I want to see if he had a good choice.
Like, was it the Oreck Upright or maybe a Dyson?
What do you normally go with, Gordon?
Do you guys I think the...
when you vacuum
I would go
privates.
With the... There's a particular Kenmore that I like.
You don't want to use the bottom with the rug agitator, though.
No. Well, how do you even do bottom, that? You just want to flip it upside down?
Yeah, you just want to use the wand attachment.
But then it can, like, throw you around like a cartoon, you know?
I don't think you're
Are you
light
saying
enough.
Attach the hose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? How?
Yeah,
how
that's
else?
What you got to do, like milking machine.
How would you have sex with a vacuum, Bob?
Well, I wouldn't, Dave. Thank you for asking. But
if
I'm
you
just,
had to.
Had to?
What you do?
What sort of requirement is this?
We're all asked certain things in life that we're not ready for. How would you do it if you were asked?
I probably would just opt out.
I don't think that's legal.
I think I would.
You have to do it to save homelessness.
Save humanity.
You would never have to have a drop your pants again if you would have sex with a vacuum.
Yeah, you could solve homelessness forever.
I don't think that's what
forever.
It's called. I don't think there's
public.
Any...
At the 50-yard line.
I don't think there's any act where you can actually define
right.
it as
that's
such.
Kyle Field.
Would you... Yeah.
Leave Kyle Field out of this.
Would you watch the Super
State
Bowl...
Trooper.
Hey would guys. You would you watch the Super Bowl with Bad Bunny's out there and then Bob is right behind
Why'd
him?
Why'd you leave
nobody,
me out of this?
Like nobody knows what's
he's
going
like
on.
He's like the backpack kid for Katy Perry, but he's the vacuum cleaner guy.
And
like
he's back shark. There trying to attach it and then it slings him up in the air. He's flying around.
Oh, so now the hose is just taking over my my body at like zero gravity.
Right, and you're back there and would more eyes be on Bad Bunny or nude vacuum cleaner Bob.
I'd watch Bob and his cheeks all start hollowing out as the thing's attached to him. And it's so powerful.
Yeah. Well, golly. Could it do that?
Didn't know I could make this story about me, but I
guess
we
could.
Did.
It could. We'll find out next Sunday.
Could it suck in your butt cheeks?
And make you thinner.
Yeah.
Well, I've always dreamed of that.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do. All right, and then the other story that I had for you is from Iowa, as there was a woman who was working her shift at FedEx. This is in Grimes, Iowa.
Yes.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Is Ducey from Grimes?
It just all
yes,
sounds awful.
That's where Ducey had his first vacuum cleaner experience.
He bought the vacuum in Skidmark and then took it home to Grimes.
Right.
And then had sex with it. So she is working the overnight shift. This is earlier this week on Monday the 26th. Her name, Amethyst, named after the gemstone, Amethyst Blumberg. And so she's finishing up her work, and she feels like she really has to go to the bathroom. It's about 8 a.m. in the morning.
As diarrhea. One will.
And she felt
what
this,
kind?
She felt this sudden urge to do bad bathroom.
Oh.
So she rushes to the toilet.
Oh, no.
And she's like, this isn't regular bad bathroom. And she reaches down and she says, I feel a head.
Oh, wait.
She did not know she was pregnant, and she went into labor at the end of her shift.
Pregnant or just fat?
And started.
Which means she sat on someone.
She started giving birth to the child on the commode. Oh. So she is screaming at her coworkers to help. Somebody calls 911, and the fire department gets there. Just a few minutes before she gave birth and assisted with the delivery, she gave birth on the floor of her workplace.
She had a toilet baby.
Yeah, she had a toilet baby.
Gordon, are you aware of the phenomenon known as the toilet baby?
Of course, I am familiar with the toilet baby.
One of the all-time great scenes from Righteous Gemstones.
Yes. So great.
Oh, very.
But don't you think it's crazy? I'm assuming this girl's heavy set.
Hang on.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're playing the cut from Gemstones of Toilet Baby. Let's.
Oh,
see.
No, I can't hear it.
Oh, no. Well, let's play it.
You think about doing one of them natural water births?
Oh, a very good option for some people.
Uh-uh. No. None of that hippie primitive stuff for me. I'm a wealthy man now. My child's going to be born with the benefits of modern technology.
Well, my mama didn't have none of that stuff when I was born.
Yeah, but you was a toilet baby.
Oh, yeah.
A who was?
A toilet baby. See, Tiffany's mom was obese. Went through her entire pregnancy without even knowing she was pregnant. Ended up pushing this one out. She sat down to do a bathroom business. Just like, Tiff just popped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl. Big eyes like this.
But it wasn't a turd, it was me.
That was you.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a turd, it was me.
So funny, man. A toilet baby. How many times did they have to do that scene? All right. So yes, this woman had to be enormous.
She did not look. I mean, she wasn't Kendall Jenner, but she was not morbidly obese.
You've seen photos?
Yeah, there is an accompanying photo.
Okay, big enough to where you don't know you're pregnant, though. You have to be.
Well, here,
otherwise you'd
here
be like,
is,
I'm pregnant.
Here is the insane, complicating Mark. Matter. This is her second child.
Via toilet?
No. So she says that with the first one, I had all the pregnancy symptoms. With this one, I had nothing at all. I was actually losing weight at work. And so she had no idea. But the baby, they went to the hospital. Baby was entirely healthy, weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces, and measured 19 inches long.
Which is normal. I mean,
full-grown baby.
Yeah.
She named it Onyx King Easterly.
Okay.
Not American Standard Easterly.
Yeah. If you were the
Kohler or Toto.
If you were the uncle, though, would you always call that kid Toilet Baby?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Come here, Toilet.
Get over here, Toilet
Use
Baby.
Use Toilet Baby now.
Toilet Baby. She's obese.
Yeah, so, I mean... I've heard of this happening.
Oh, yeah. We hear it every year. I feel like that there's some instance like this where some woman has no idea she's pregnant. But typically, you're right. It's somebody who's never done this before.
Yeah, it's their first child and they're obese.
Yeah.
And so for the fact that she has already given birth once before and kind of knows the drill and is not gigantic. So, if you want to look
up... It's a miracle.
Amethyst Hamfist Blumberg... Then you can take a look at her for yourself.
I just Googled Iowa toilet baby, and it says woman gives birth during work shift at FedEx, so it pops up.
I was not a toilet baby.
How do you know? You don't know that.
What a weird job. That's going to be a really weird job in the future.
I met my mom, and she would have told me I was a toilet baby.
What?
No, I don't think so. Don't you think she would have tastefully omitted that?
Yes, yeah, she doesn't want
you. You know, you're meeting her for the first time, and it's a joyous reunion.
No, she did tell me I was given birth to in a hospital, and because she was giving me up for adoption.
Then she put you in the toilet.
Yeah, that they had to dunk me. They had to give me a swirly and then hand me over to the authorities.
That was your baptism. By fire.
No, she said that she wasn't allowed to hold me, that they immediately scooped me up and took me out of the room.
Because you were going to be adopted?
Yeah.
So they don't want the mom to have any connection?
Yeah, they didn't want her to bond.
They didn't want her to imprint on you or for you to get your adoption juice all over her?
Yeah, they wanted me to have lifelong issues, so they hustled me out of the room.
So,
gosh.
Your mom never held you?
Never.
Oh, Dave.
That's why I need love so bad.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's just so sad.
Your mom never held it.
If you had the choice between being a dirty adopted baby or a clean toilet baby, what would you choose? You get to go home with your mommy. She just didn't know that she was going to have you and gave birth to you
in
the toilet.
So the toilet baby the toilet baby is a real baby.
Yes.
And the adoption is the is not as real.
So you, I would rather be the toilet baby.
See?
Yes. Would you rather be a toilet baby and the Chinese Jimi Hendrix?
Go on. You grow up as toilet baby to be the Chinese Jimi Hendrix.
Who then plays the Super Bowl halftime while Bob is having sex with a vacuum.
Okay.
That's not
happening. Or adoption baby, but you're Dave Lane.
Yeah. I would definitely take Chinese Jimi Hendrix performing at the Super Bowl with Bob having sex with a vacuum.
Suppose he could
with sunken
with
cheek Bob with his eyes rolled back in pleasure.
Shockingly, Gordon, I am also going to take Chinese Jimi Hendrix in this case.
For the first time, Corby takes Chinese Jimi Hendrix.
Technically, yes.
But you the vacuum definitely has to have the clear dust canister so you can see it as
well,
it fills
we're out
up.
Of time.
The, as he's flying I think, around. Corby, you need to tell everyone what you took in the original hypothetical when you had the choice of Chinese Jimi Hendrix.
Or
you're
going to
let
everyone
know what you chose?
I don't remember what the other side was.
Just you.
Was that what it was?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're the best guitarist in the world. You have all the money, all the fame, all the women, or you're you.
Well, I don't know about the women. I think it's just you're able to play guitar like Jimi Hendrix was the... But it was like...
Does YJ know about this hypothetical?
I don't know. I don't remember it. The alternative being you. I remember your ultimate answer was that you chose death.
Death?
Yes.
That's not right.
Over being Chinese.
That you would rather be dead.
Because I think it was Jimi Hendrix or Chinese Jimi Hendrix just playing in the rice fields or something.
Whoa.
Like he didn't have an audience.
It wasn't.
He didn't even have an audience. He was just in there playing.
No disrespect.
No, that's
and then
not
I,
true.
And then
get,
I had to go
no,
like,
you get discovered.
Market myself.
You get discovered.
And I was worried that I'd never be able to get out of the fields.
It's out there somewhere. The audio's out there somewhere.
I thought it was no arms.
And
no
we
legs.
Will find it.
Where do you plug in
and
the
discover.
Amp?
All right.
What your answer was.
Yeah, where do I plug in? All right, Gordon, Twitch tonight.
7:35. Twitch.tv. Actual Gordon Keith.
There is the rant. See you, buddy. We love you. There he goes.
Love
the
you.
Great Gordon
Bye.
Keith.
Bye.